From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuba continues to celebrate its UN vote on human rights, but some see a taint of hypocrisy. Montserrat's chief minister presents his budget tomorrow. Residents want to know what's in store for them. And the much-sought-after U.S. green card goes high-tech. I'm Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Justice has come through. I think this shows that the people inside Geneva and in the United Nations system is already tired to see the American policy sticking to the Cold War period.
Cuba's Deputy Foreign Minister Jorge Bolaños giving his reaction to yesterday's vote by the United Nations Commission for Human Rights. A United States-sponsored motion which would have censured Cuba's human rights record was defeated. Not surprisingly, Washington was none too pleased with the result, expressing deep concern over the defeat. But according to William Leo Grande, professor of government at the American University in Washington, the vote is unlikely to have an immediate effect on U.S. policy towards Cuba.